This is something that we want to utilize. And there's lots of different ways to seek out not just prayers of our own, what we would want, selfish prayers. And by the way, the Bible lists selfish prayers. Luke 18, the Pharisees, he only praying about himself. Our Father's about praying for other people. And so we want to follow that, and there's different ways that we can do that at our church. One way is to just take the back of the bulletin each Sunday and go through that list and put those names down on a note card. That's a helpful thing. Another way is to connect with Peggy Krueger and her email list that goes out every week. I got to send that to you tonight, the prayer list for this week. But it goes out usually on Thursday. Another way to find out a name or a concern that's out there is to contact Elder Elaine Schwartz. A group meets on the Wednesday mornings. Wednesday morning, eat, chat, and pray. This is something we really want to make a habit of in our church. Our Father. I'm in a family praying with them and for them. It's very important. So that's the our. Now, how about the word Father? We've repeated it. We've said it since you were probably a child. Father, we don't think all that much about it. That's not too much of a challenging word. But actually, I want to point out that that actually was a very challenging word to first century Christians. For a Jew, this was too personal and too intimate a picture for God. God was Almighty, Yahweh, Elohim in the Hebrew. And to picture God as a father, none of the Hebrew scriptures had ever said anything like that. So this was very much surprising for anyone to hear these words from Jesus in the first century. And then I would also just point out for people in the 21st century, you may know some people that the word father can be a trigger because the word father perhaps brings up thoughts of maybe abandonment or maybe abuse, that sort of thing. That can be a real thing in someone's life. So why is this word here used? Why does Jesus use father? One thing to point out is that the Apostle Paul takes it even one step further than father. In Romans 8, verse 15, he says, the Holy Spirit stirs it up in us that we cry out in our hearts. What does he say? Abba, Father. Abba is a diminutive form. That is a very intimate word to say in Aramaic. In other words, it's like daddy. Thinking about why you would say such a word, what I've noticed with my kids is that when they want to request something, I've noticed that their tone of voice changes. A whole bunch of things change when they talk to their father. All right, here are the things that change. The tone of their voice changes. All of a sudden, it becomes softer, and they pick certain words to say that they don't say at any other time. And when they request something, I've noticed that their facial expressions change. Usually, I just get kind of a glance of the eye on the side or something like that. But when they ask for something, I get the batting of the eyelash thing and the big smile that comes out, yeah? When they're asking for something, I notice that the words they use in the way they address me change. Before, it's dad. Now it's papa. That's the word they use with me. Now, why would they do that? They know I'm a softie and a pushover. They know that I'm going to follow through and give. They know that I won't hold back. That's what Jesus is teaching here. God the Father doesn't hold back. He gives us good things. God the Father is approachable. We can come to him with anything. Jesus gives us instruction here tonight. And I don't know if you've noticed how it works with instructions, but there are levels of how those instructions can go. It's not going to be helpful if we just read those words. I'm probably not going to put it into practice. It's not going to be helpful if we just say the instructions. We need to really analyze them. Let them be our guide and live by them. What a beautiful picture just two words are tonight. Our, we have such an amazing family at church. You are connected. We're headed towards some great months at Peace. We're going to be connected. We're going to have some gatherings where we can hear about the concerns, the joys that are happening. At the center of it all is that Father. He's approachable and he dearly loves us. Let's pray about that before we conclude our service with prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the approach we can have with you. We can just let it fly what's on our hearts. We can approach you with confidence. We can just live in your love. We don't have to prove ourselves. Lord, open our hearts up to prayer that is like a little child to a father. And may we look for the goodness that comes for your hand in the days ahead. Amen.